Follow the Mojo in the Morning Show on social media. Just search for us, Mojo in the Morning, or at Mojo in the Morn. Check us out on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and get us a good job. Who knows? Spike, this kind of is a wild story, and it saved your life, but I want you to tell what happened to you this weekend.
Okay. Did you ever feel like one tiny decision saved your life? I know I can't be the only one that did this. Like one little split second of something completely altered your future. And for me, it was a quick stop at Starbucks. When I was driving out to Indiana this weekend, I stopped at Starbucks for my coffee on my way out. And the drive-thru barista didn't put my lid on tight, and it spilled all over my car when she handed it to me. So I was like, and she was very apologetic, and I was trying to hide the fact that she like burned my hand. So I pulled up into a parking space, and I was cleaning out my car, my arm, my cup holder. Once I got back on the highway 5 minutes later, I came across a massive car accident that just happened like seconds ago because I witnessed, like, people were getting out of their car still. It was fresh. I saw the lady dialing her phone, like they must have been calling 911. And what happened was a Walmart tractor trailer truck came across the median going into oncoming traffic from the other direction and then flipped in the ditch, and it swiped four cars on my side of the highway. And they're the ones that were all pulled over, totaled. Like a woman was holding her neck. There was one van that had like 10 Amish people standing outside it, and they were like looking at the van, which the side, all the windows on the one side were broken. And I saw another car that was just totaled, and the guys, the couple was standing outside. They were on the phones, and like you could see them like holding their head like, oh my gosh, what just happened? So I literally just missed being in this multi-car accident by about 30 seconds. That you see the fresh dirt tracks and the smoke coming from the Walmart, the 18-wheeler, like something coming from under the hood. Like this thing just happened. I realized, wow. If this lady didn't spill coffee on me,
yeah,
I probably would have been hit by that Walmart 18-wheeler.
You know, I never. That's amazing. I never think of that.
With those stories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like every little decision ends up saving a life or having other big consequences. Mm-hmm. And there's been movies like that where like one little thing alters your entire future. Well, and I was just like, oh my God,
How about the people that you hear about that are bumped from their flight?
Yeah. Right.
To be really, like people that 9/11.
Yeah, that were late for their flight because a taxi didn't show up or something. And they would have been on that horrible plane.
There were a few people that I think that were like literally bumped because some of the flights were oversold. Mm-hmm. And that might have been the greatest bump that you ever had. I remember one time seeing an interview with somebody who was so bummed out that they couldn't get home to their family at the time that they needed to get home, only to realize that it saved their life that they didn't get on one of those flights. But that's what, same with yours. That's pretty wild.
It was insane. And if I was like, my mouth was open driving past it, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, do I have to call somebody? Like everything, you could tell it just happened. But then I could tell two different cars. You could see them on the phone. I'm like, all right, they're calling. They're safe. They're calling. Calling 911.
Do you remember how frustrated you were when that thing spilled on you? Like, did you get really upset by it, or were you cool with it?
No, I was like, oh, come on. Like, you know, I was bummed because it got on my pants that I had to wear all day. But I wasn't mad. Like, I don't let little things like that bother me. But it was 5 minutes. You know, I was like, oh, puts me behind a little bit. I'm supposed to meet these guys at an exact time. I'll have to call them. And then I ended up calling the guys going, whoa, watch when you drive up. They were like 10 minutes behind me to the meeting point. And they were like, I said, watch, there's this accident. Then they text me back. He's like, oh my gosh, we just passed that Walmart truck. It's unbelievable.
Wow. What's happening, Katie?
Hi, how are you today?
We're good. What's going on with you? You got something to tell us about your son?
Yeah. When my son was 3.5, 4 years old, I was getting ready to take him to preschool. And his seat was in the middle seat of my van. And he said, I'm not getting in the car. I can't sit here today. I'm like, what? You know, what's going on? He said, I need my seat in the back seat. So we went back and forth. And eventually I put his seat in the back seat because I was done fighting with him. And he had this little fire truck toy. And he started hitting the siren on it. And he's like, you're going to get in an accident today. And I was, Landon, don't say that. You know, I was kind of upset. Mm. I'll be darned, 20 minutes later, we got sideswiped, and if his seat would have been where it was, he would have been really hurt.
Oh,
jeez,
my God.
That's wild.
Yes. there was glass everywhere. It was insane. I never, anytime my kids say something in the car that to this day, I'm just like, sit where you want. Yeah, I don't I don't know how that happened. Somebody was watching over. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
it, it's
the craziest thing ever.
God, that's unbelievable. It's funny. It's funny because I think I've had more Starbucks cups lids spill on me, but it, I've never had that the situation happen
like that.
I'm
mumbling to myself, like, oh, Kalamazoo doesn't send their Starbucks baristas to Starbucks school because you're not supposed to put the mouth hole over the seam of the cup. And I, you know, they,
wait, hold on
like,
a second.
And,
hold on.
And then
you're
like
not
10 minutes
to do
later,
what?
They're taught to not put the little drinking hole right where the seam of the cup is because it makes it more prone to leakage.
On the hot cups.
How do you know this?
On the hot cups.
Because
he's like, looking at his
do
iced
I not
coffee
like live in. In these coffee places every day.
Did you know that
I
about
don't
that?
Study the cups. I
the
like
cups
coffee
on the scene.
So the only reason I knew that is because I feel like Justin Bieber made a big deal of it with Tim Hortons or something. Mm. Some celebrity made a big deal of it with Tim Hortons too.
If you're ever friends like, with somebody who worked at one of those places, they—I mean—that's one of the first things they teach them in training and stuff.
Don't put it over the seam.
Yeah.